Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show. It's a Thursday edition. Jake, it's the bye week. Nothing's going on. The world has just completely stopped because Nebraska football's on a bye week. What are we even going to do with our life today? What in the world could we possibly have to talk about, Jake? Great lead-in, right?
It's a loaded show, right?
Yeah, great lead-in.
Yeah. No, a loaded show.
I'm looking, like, you saw the topics I texted you today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, there's five, and there's about five more in my head. It's crazy how there's nonstop news. Like, I'm not just talking about, like, pardon my language, but just crap. We're going to find crap to talk, like, legit stuff that's interesting to talk about, in my humble opinion, anyways. So, it's always a loaded show. It doesn't matter if it's the week going into Michigan, if it's the bye week, if it's January, if it's July. All right, some of the things we're going to chat about today. Why are some folks so hard on Dylan Raiola? Honestly, we could spend the whole show on that alone. But there are other things that we will bring up as well. James Williams strikes again. Did you see this, by the way?
I did.
I have not. How long ago did you see it?
I think maybe Sunday.
So this has not been talked about much. And I'm not trying to, like, oh my gosh, why has it not been talked about? I'm just kind of like, I think Nebraska people are over it a little bit. It was a little bit instigated by fans in James's defense. But James is just not, you know, he's not Nebraska's favorite former player. I do think it was worth just mentioning that James Williams does strike again, takes another shot. In his defense, it was instigated by some fans. But we can chat about that. Florida State to the Big 12. You confirmed to me, let's be vague with the details so people tune in later to listen to hear the details. You confirmed to me the Florida State's going to the Big 12. Is that not true?
They are.
Pause. Details later.
Yes.
I actually respond to you. What was it? Was something to the effect of, is this real? And you're like, yes. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. All right, Dana Holgerson's name is brought up as a potential head coaching candidate. We can avoid this all we want. It's going to happen again. How serious is it with the connection to Oklahoma State? I mean, we can dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Is that the five D's from dodge? Hey, that's off the top of my head, dude. That's pretty good. I'm going to do that again. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. We can do that all we want. It's not going to be the first time. It's not going to be the last time. I don't even think it's a bad thing. I want him here. Stay away. Troy, throw money at this man to keep him here. But that's not going to stop his name from being brought up. And what else do we got here? Oh, we got a little for youth sports, for youth athletes out there. Actually, to be honest with you, pro athletes, collegiate athletes, high school athletes, got a little tip for you. Got a little clip. I've been holding on to this for like a week. It's so simple. And the reason it sticks out to me is because it's something my family does, something similar. And something that a longtime youth sports coach We called him Coach Grandpa. Call him. He's still around. Coach Grandpa, some advice that he gave me years ago. Like, hey, what's just like his daughter's in like the big basketball family. Forget the schools. Okay, just disregard the school I'm about to say. His oldest daughter is in the Colorado Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. And his youngest daughter, Jackie, actually coached with my wife for a long time. Like one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. She set scoring records at Colorado State University. So D1 record-setting Hall of Fame athletes are his two kids in basketball. I'm like, hey, Coach Grandpa, don't give me some long, arduous thing that I don't want to do. What's something simple I can do with my kids? And he gave me some advice. And we put our own twist on it. Not exactly the way he told it to me. We put our twist on it. But something we've been doing for a long time. All right. So it's the bye week. Of course, there's nothing to talk about except there's a lot to talk about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. This is the Adam Carriker Show. You're going to hear unique insight, unbridled honesty. Producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. Also, you're going to hear Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. Should we just go right off the top with Dylan?
I think so.
What do you think?
I think people are interested. Dylan.
All right. So before we dive into it and we chat about it, I want to know from the folks on the text line. Now, I vehemently, not on purpose, it's just my opinion. And I actually went a little bit out on a limb because I felt like I was going against the grain, but it's my take. And nobody has changed my mind yet. I vehemently defended Dylan Raiola's play on Saturday. I do think more people have come around. So maybe there's like two or three people that listen to this show. I don't know. More people have come around to like, hey, sure, he could have thrown a couple balls away, maybe got rid of it quicker, but they, you know, they were blitzing, but guys weren't open immediately right away. And one guy's like, he needs better pocket awareness. I responded, what pocket? Like, where is he supposed to go? And when you're surrounded by guys, you know, within a second or two, it doesn't take a whole lot of awareness to know that there's nowhere to go and you might be in a little bit of trouble. And I think people have come around. Sure, he can do better. He can improve. He needs to, et cetera. But he's the first quarterback since Georgia, Stetson Bennett, 2021, by the way, a game that Georgia won 35-3. So a lot of things went Georgia's way this game. It was their first college football playoff game, the Orange Bowl, en route to their first national championship under Kirby Smart, en route to their first of two back-to-back national championships, 2021-2022, under Kirby Smart. Dylan Raiola is the first quarterback to throw for over 300 yards, three touchdowns against Michigan. The last one to do it was 2021 Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett en route to a national title. So, sure, he can get better. He can improve, no doubt there. Why, I want to know, text line, why do you think some folks are so hard on Dylan Raiola? Because I have my theory. And if you've listened to this show since last winter, you may very well know what I'm already going to say. Because I said you can do X, Y, and Z as long as it equals certain things. If you don't, do you know where I'm going with this, Jake? If you don't, people are going to bring up X, Y, and Z. You know, I mean, you've been sitting here since January taking naps while I talk, but have you listened at some point? Like, where do you think I'm going with this?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard your take on it before. So, I think it's just win, right?
For the most part, I think there's more to it. Yes, that's what I said. I said, if this is part of the package that is Dylan Raiola that wins games, cool. But if you don't win games, some of the stuff, it's going to get brought back up. It's been said, and I know, Rule said he's tired of hearing about the Patrick Mahomes things. It's lazy, comparison, it's lazy is what he called it, I believe, and all that good stuff. But let us know your thoughts on why you think some folks are so hard on Dylan Raiola. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Do we have any texts yet? I have a feeling we're going to get a few responses.
Mr. Blitzkrieg off of YouTube says, because Dylan gets paid $3 million, I don't know. Exactly, but he says that's why people are so hard on him.
That's part of it. When you're the highest paid athlete in the state of Nebraska, let alone the university, etc., there comes expectations with that. And to be honest with you, that's completely fair. Okay, I'm going to save my full take till the end. I want to hear what other people have to say. That is completely fair. I have said I always looked at collegiate athletes way different than pro athletes. Now that they're being paid, some more than pro athletes. I've seen some examples where some guys came back to play college football because they could make more money in college football than they would being the 53rd guy on a 53-man roster in the NFL or the practice squad. So when you're getting paid, you know, a decent amount of money, a lot amount of money, proper English anyways, I'll attempt to use "the show goes along, I will." Is that Yoda? Did Yoda just come out? Do or do not. There is no try. There's going to be expectations that come with it, and that's fair. Okay? To a degree. All right. Any other text there?
Let's see. Big Daddy Travis says Dylan Raiola is not the problem. The offensive line is. Dave Brasco's looking at the coaches. He says it wasn't Raiola and the coaches that got out-coached and out-schemed. Excuse me. It wasn't Raiola and the players that got out-coached and out-schemed on those 7 sacks and 3 long touchdowns scored by Michigan. And Corton Lincoln just says, because a lot of these clowns don't know ball.
I don't. I mean, there's truth to a degree in every single comment you just read. I don't have a whole lot to disagree with. We could decipher each and every comment, what we fully agree and disagree with, but there's some truth in all those to a degree. All right. What's your, if there's more comments that come in, let me know, Jake, but what's your take on this initially?
Yeah, Nashville Husker, by the way, says, was that the game Saturday? I thought Dylan looked below average. When I got home and watched the replay, he did an incredible job for the situation he was in. Still has a lot to work on. So there's another take there.
Okay, can I ask? Because a lot of people have said that. Then they come back later and he looked different. Is that because you heard what other people had to say and as you watched the film and watched the game for a second time, that influenced how you watched it? It's a genuine question. I don't know. I'm not trying to lead you into a certain answer. Text us in and let us know. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, and I can say, especially, I mean, it's always different watching the game. That's like the TV cub, you can see everything. I remember that from the Cincinnati game. I was like, I couldn't tell how the offensive line played until I went back and watched the TV copy. So sometimes that can kind of be more helpful. But, you know, I think all this kind of blends in together. I mean, I think you kind of asked for it with the comparison and the lookalike type of deal with Patrick Mahomes. That's not going to make you among the favorite in college football, especially when you lose or have struggle. It's an easy thing to jump on. So I think that's part of it. I mean, part of it too is some of the, it's not just the Mahomes comparison. Sometimes like that little flick to Emmett that got Emmett lit up, that might be trying to look like Patrick Mahomes a little bit much. So I think there's a little bit truth to it as well. But overall, I don't put that game on Dylan whatsoever. I think the offensive line and you want to throw coaching in there, maybe scheming, keeping tight ends, to help in a little bit more. But I mean, that was the mismatch. And so Dylan had to overcome that throughout the game. Is he the best quarterback in the nation right now? Probably not. But, I mean, he's moving up. I mean, he's clearly a lot better than he was last year. So it's just kind of interesting. And so I think that style of play, if you kind of watch certain plays, you can get frustrated with him. He's never going to be the most mobile. So, again, he worked on it this offseason, but he's – short of a statue quarterback, but he's not much more mobile than that. So he does have holes in his game, but he's got an incredible, again, I go back to that throw to Jacory Barney and say, I don't know how many Husker quarterbacks could have made that throw in the last, well, ever. You know, I mean, Nebraska, of course, historically an option offense or, you know, a running quarterback. But yeah, so I mean, I think there's a bit of truth blended in behind all of it. I think you make yourself somewhat the target when you'll try, I don't want to say try or whatever it might be, the resemblance to Patrick Mahomes.
So that's fair. Okay, with the Mahomes thing, and I know Rule called it lazy and they're tired of hearing about it. And
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think it's I don't understand how it's lazy. It's right there in front of you. But I get he's going to stick up for his quarterback, so I respect that. If I'm Rule, I probably say something different. Or I'm sorry, say something similar. Maybe I just phrase it differently, but maybe I don't. I mean, the word lazy, if that's what I saw reported. I didn't watch his press conference. I was like, okay. I'm not going to live in an alternate universe where I pretend I don't see what's right in front of me. Like, I'm not going to do that. If you want me to look at it and say, I don't see the Patrick Mahomes similar. I don't see it. I'm not going to do that. It's right in front of me. And we've discussed this before, so we don't have to belabor this a ton. You know, he's worn 15. I've seen pictures of when he was a little kid. Okay, wearing 15. All right, cool. You know, you're born and you look how you look. I mean, the fact that I have model good looks isn't my fault, Jake. Stop holding it against me. Okay, the haircut. All right. Like, there's some things that maybe... there's some benefit of the doubt in there. There's an awful lot of them that start to add up. But what I said before, I said the thing that was really tough for me was the pregame warmup. It is the exact same. And that, to me, was the thing that I had the toughest time with. When it comes to certain types of throws and certain types of things that he does, there are similarities there, too. I would just prefer, when it comes to those things, set your feet. Like, get your feet set, square your shoulders, make a good throw. Now, if you got to be off balance because, you know, you're running for your life or whatever the case may be, or use a different arm slot every once in a while, okay, cool. But I pointed this out, even on that RPO touchdown that put us ahead against Cincinnati on the fourth down. They did the RPO. They ran the ball, ran the same exact everything. The receiver was wide open again. He hits him. His feet are way out of whack on that throw. So just working on certain fundamentals and techniques. And maybe if he does those things, maybe it doesn't look as similar sometimes. For me, I'm not going to pretend I don't see something that seems very obvious to me. I'm not going to live in an alternate universe, okay, where this isn't right in front of me. What I'm going to say is what I've said before. I don't care. I don't care. Okay, if it's $3 million and above that he's making, which has been reported by multiple sources, okay. If there's comparisons to Mahomes and whether you like him, whether you don't, whether you're tired of him, whether you're not, okay. Some of the other things that, you know, from all the appearances that he was doing throughout the offseason, kind of seemingly was everywhere in the public eye. And I said this then, okay, if you win, and that's part of the package, and if you've listened to me last winter, you've heard this before, that's part of the package that is Dylan Raiola. That's all that's going to matter. Like, I genuinely don't care. You have no idea some of the types of people I've met in my life. The football locker room is one of the most entertaining places when it comes to various types of personalities you will see anywhere under the good Lord's hot sun. I never cared. I didn't care if it was rap, if it was country, tall, small, if you were from Australia, Canada, Mexico. I didn't care. Are you going to help us win football games? That was the one common goal that brought us all together. That's all I ever cared about. That's all I care about now. I want good people. I want good things for people. That's the general life lesson. When it comes to football players, I don't care. But when you don't win, those things are going to be amplified by other people who are going to choose to pay attention to those because you're not winning. I'm going to come back to the game Saturday and reiterate something I've already said this week, but I feel like it needs to be reiterated. And I've used these examples before. Nick Saban was not kind to people in the media, which is ironic considering what he does now. And he's really good at it now, by the way. He was not great to people at press conferences. How many people did you ever hear complain about it, Jake, ever?
Yeah, not often.
Zero. Why?
Wins.
Yeah. Bill Belichick. He was Marshawn Lynch before Marshawn Lynch said, I'm just here so I won't get fined. He just didn't say it that way. He would just give you two-word answers. He was clearly there just so he wouldn't get fined for years at his press conference at the Patriots. Would give you nothing. The worst press conference interview of all time. Did anybody ever complain? Jake.
Few. In the media,
many,
maybe.
Many. Right. Like, realistically. Yeah. Did you ever hear much about it?
No.
He won. What do you hear about him now at North Carolina with the girlfriend and everything else? You hear about it a ton, don't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Not winning.
If they were winning, oh, he's living the life. He's winning. He's a great NFL coach. He's a great head coach. He's got a young girlfriend. Bill Belichick's living life. Now it's the exact opposite. Because they're losing. And it's pretty bad, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, it wasn't even competitive with UCF and Scott. The Scott Frost-Bill Belichick showdown was not much of a showdown. This past Saturday, if you paid attention to UCF North Carolina. When you coach college and professional teams, to a certain degree, high school as well. And if I'm being honest, there's a lot of youth teams that are operated this way as well. I just don't agree with it. But when you coach college and NFL, you can boast about GPA. You can boast about academics. You can boast about everything else. And people will care a lot if winning comes along with it. If it doesn't, you're going to get fired just the same. It comes back to winning or giving yourself an opportunity to win. Now, let me come back to Dylan Raiola and my thoughts on him. My thoughts are this past Saturday, I have actually vehemently defended him since the game. And I said on Tuesday's show, if you can change my mind, you're welcome to. Just nobody had presented an argument to me that caused me to change my mind and think that he played poorly, he played badly, he played below average, and the loss was anywhere near on him. Because nobody has presented an argument. And in fact, what I've seen is more and more people come around to, man, I don't know how Dylan did what he did. And that's still where I'm at. To be clear, could he get rid of it a little quicker? Yes. Could he have thrown some of those away that ended up being sacks? Yes. Is this anywhere near his fault? Nope. In my opinion, he was the best player on the field on Saturday that Nebraska had. Is that a crazy statement? Genuine question, Jake. Call me out if it's a crazy statement.
The best game he's had?
He was the best player on the field on Saturday that Nebraska had. I'm not saying by a wide margin, but if he's not, who was?
Yeah, Ja'Cory probably has an argument. But
okay. All right. That's fair. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else?
No, I don't know if anybody else has too much of an argument.
So it seems that there was kind of a clear two. Maybe there's somebody else that we're overlooking. Okay, but there's kind of a two that comes to the mind right away.
Archie punted well.
Okay, I can get into that. Three. Yeah. Okay, anyone else? We're giving more grace to kickers and punters than we ever have of my entire existence of knowing anything about football, but I'm all for it. I'm here and I'm all for it. Getting better, growing, learning, evolving with the times, Jake. There punters are people too, Jake.
That's right, that's right.
All right. Anyone else?
I don't think anybody else really stood out to me.
So here's what I'm getting at. Why are people so hard? Some people so hard on Dylan Raiola. It's because of everything else. And if you're winning, it doesn't get brought up. In fact, they'll be like, ooh, instead of, oh man, he's just like Patrick Mahomes. He's imitating everything he does. You know what you'd hear? He's the next Patrick Mahomes. That's what you would hear. I don't care about Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, the comparisons I don't care about. I don't care about any of it. He didn't win Saturday, so it's easy for people to now bring that stuff up, which I have talked about since January, correct?
Yeah.
Call me out if I'm lying. I'm going to CM Punk this. Tell me when I'm telling lies. Am I telling lies?
No, that's a big offseason. Yeah, that was kind of what you said all off.
What I'm saying is it's unfair to bring that up because they lost on Saturday when I think he actually played really well. Otherwise, just bring it up no matter what. Whether they win or lose, just bring it up no matter what. But the narrative changes based on whether you're winning or losing. Now, obviously, I wanted him to win. We got manhandled in the trenches. Certain things are tough to watch. We were within 3 points. We were within an onside kick, which, to be clear, is not in your favor, and you don't want to have to depend on an onside kick to have a chance to tie or win the game. But it's been a while since Nebraska's had a quarterback that I think could have taken that field and put us in the same position, even though he could have played better with certain things, that could have put us in the same position to win the game. I'm trying to think of the last Nebraska quarterback that could have possibly done that. We've had some good ones. I mean, I don't want to start pulling up names because then just if you can think of one, you don't even have to text it in. Just if you can think of one, and there's some, but it's been a while. It's been a while. I think, here's my final thoughts on this. It's perfect. We're actually like on time. I better talk for 10 minutes and throw off the whole schedule like normal. Look, he's giving me a dirty look. Like, are you serious? Poor Jake. He has to produce me every day for 4 days a week. You get a day off on Wednesday. Is Wednesday That's like right. your easiest day of the week?
No, it's not.
See, I'm rambling now. I'm wasting time again.
That's right.
My final thoughts on Dylan are this. I'm not going to live in an alternate universe where I don't see what's right in front of me and what seems to be obvious. Okay, and there are certain things, you know, like I said, the pregame warm-up being incredibly similar, or if not the exact same, to me, that's kind of the thing that puts it over the edge. If it's right there. Plus the other things where there's some plausible deniability, just seems to be a lot of them. I'm telling you, I don't care. When I tell you, oh my God, if I told you some of the people I've known in my life, some of the most eccentric people, you could, like, if you were to sit down, like, create a player in a video game, create a person and just make them the most eccentric you possibly can. Again, you got to keep in mind, I've lived in every time zone for over a decade. The East Coast was about half a decade. Every other time zone for over a decade, from West to Mountain to Central to East to, I grew up in the Northwest. I lived all the way down in Florida and Bama, Texas, Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, which is a frickin' coastal state in the middle of America, to D.C., to Virginia. I never cared. If we're competing together, are you going to help us win games? In life, are you a decent person? And that's all that matters to me. We don't have to agree. We don't have to disagree. I don't even have to like people. There are people that I don't like that I do business with every day. I'm not saying I don't like Dylan. What I'm saying is, as long as there's a modicum of respect, and we're working towards a common goal, that's all I've ever cared about. I think other folks tend to get tied up when things aren't going well in the win-loss column. Bam, now it's low-hanging fruit and easy things to take a shot at. I don't agree with, this is lazy. I don't agree with, you don't see what you don't see. What I'm saying is it's there. I just don't care. I think Dylan played well on Saturday. The whole team needs to improve. And if we go out and we beat Michigan State and we're 4-1, whatever it is, 10 days from now, that's what's going to matter. And then the season is back on track, and Dylan Raiola is the greatest thing since sliced bread because we won. I don't even know how he's played yet, but that's how people will view it, and I'm okay with that. I could keep going, but now we're over time, and I almost feel bad for you, Jake. You got anything to add before we get out of here? And does that all make sense? I feel like I've been all over the place, but does it kind of wrap together and make a little bit of sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, and you know, like... We got plenty of comments on the text line. Of course, it's kind of the talk of the fan base, right? And everybody's got an opinion on it. So it's kind of interesting, you know, if there's additional things that we kind of throw on into this in the next segment. But I get it. I mean, I get both the national media's response. I get the questioning of Dylan Raiola, and I get those that support him. I mean, it's not necessarily a black and white topic.
All right, so we got a lot of comments. I've actually got more stats in front of me, including the Big Ten quarterback power rankings. Where does Dylan rank? Okay, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.